Shalom to all. Today's office is Bava Metzei Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sara Bas Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Leila Nishmas, Marsh Fredechai Bela, Bas Yitzchak Tzvi, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Amal Shnaim, one fellow told two people, Gazalti Lech Mikem Maneh, I stole a money from one of you. Veni Day Ezim Mikem, and I don't know which one it was. Or he said the following, Aviv Shalach Mikem Hivkili Maneh, one of your fathers deposited a money by me, Veni Day Ezuhu, and I don't know who it was. So Nisal Zemana Vazemana, he has to give each one of them a money, Shahidim Pi because he admitted on his own. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Another scenario, two people deposit money by another guy. One gave 100, the other gave 2. Each one claimed the 200 to be his. So he gives a money to each of them. And the rest, the remaining money, that's left until Eliyahu Navi comes to clarify for us who it really belongs to. Now Rabbi Yossi, says, if that's really so, what does the Rami, the dishonest guy, lose out on? The guy who's dishonest can just say that the 200 is his. In the best case scenario, he'll get the 200, and in the worst case scenario, he'll get his original 100, so he doesn't lose out. Elo, rather, says Rabbi Yossi, Hakol Yehi Munechat Shav Eliyahu. All 300 is put to the side for Eliyahu Navi to come, and this way the Rama is going to think twice before he opens his mouth claiming the 200. And V'chein, similarly, Shnei Kelim, we have two Kelim that were deposited by a fellow, Echad Yafa Manav, Echad Yafa Elav Zoz. One is worth 100, the other is worth 1,000 Zoz, as Zayim Yafa Shali, Zayim Yafa Shali. This one claimed the nice one to be his, the other one claimed, no, the nice one's mine. So nice and it's a katal Echad Mehen, the small one, the one that wasn't worth as much, is given to one of them, Umitaycha Gadol. And from the big one, according to Rashi, this means that we break the big one. Nice and Dmei Katan L'Sheni, we give the value of the small one to the Sheni, to the second guy, Vashar, and the remaining 900, Yehemun Echad Shavei Eliyahu, that's left to the side till Eliyahu Navi comes. Now Rabbi Yossi once again says, Imkein Ma Hifsed Ramai. If that's really so, the Ramai doesn't lose out on anything. Ella, Kol Yehemun Echad Shavei Eliyahu, both these Kalim are left to the side until Eliyahu Navi comes. And focusing on the first case of the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, Alam Misfek Mafkinu Mimayna, we see that even Misafik, even though we're in doubt, we're going to take money away from a person, Velayamina, we don't say, that we should leave the money in the chazaka of the one that has it. Because we see very clearly in the Rishon of the Mishnah, this fellow only stole from one of the two people, but he has to pay both of them. Or he has a money from one of their two fathers, but he has to pay both of them. And we don't say, and then he can keep his money until we're able to determine whom he stole it from. But for many, I'll ask you, Steve, from the Mishnah itself, what do we say right afterwards? Two people deposited by one fellow, this one gave 100, this one gave 2, each one claimed the 200 to be his. And what did the Mishnah say? Each one gets only a money, and the rest is left till Eliyahu Navi comes, and we don't say that he has to give each one 200. So really, the response is, Pikadon on Gezel Karamis? You're asking a question, Pikadon on Gezel? Gezel David Yisur Kunsur Rabbanon. When we're talking about the first case of the Mishnah, where he stole a money from somebody, so the Rabbanon can ask him that he has to pay each of them because he doesn't remember whom he stole from. But Pikadon, the David Yisur, when we're talking about people depositing something by him, there's no Isser. The Sharmi, the fellow who's watching it, didn't do anything wrong, so like Kunsur Rabbanon, the Rabbanon didn't canass him. So that's why there's no question from his Pikadon case on the Gezel case. But the Gemara continues, Rami Pikadon on Pikadon. I'll still ask you a question, Pikadon on Pikadon, Rami Gezel on Gezel, and I'll ask you a question, Gezel on Gezel. Pikadon on Pikadon, what's the question, Pikadon on Pikadon? Tiktani Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Oy Avi Shalachim Mikem Efkiratz Limane, that one of your fathers deposited a money by me, Ve'ini Deizuhu, and I don't know who it was. And in the Reisha we said, Nesel Zemana Vazemana, he has to give a money to each of them, so here we see, Misfeka Mafkinu Mamayna, but Rami, I'll ask you, Stira, what did the next case of the Mishnah say, Shnaim Shefkidu Vuchulu, that if two people deposited by this one fellow, each of them only gets a money, and that third money is Yemunah Chachel Velyo. I wouldn't make the Shomer pay two money to each of them. So that's the question, Pikadon on Pikadon. Some of Rav answers the question by saying, Reisha Nasek Mishav Kidu Loi B'Shnei Krichos. In the Reisha where he admits that one of the fathers deposited a money by him and he doesn't remember, it's like a case that two people deposited things in two bundles, Dahavali Lamedic. In that scenario, he needs to be Medayak. He needs to know who gave him what. Imagine I'm a fellow, 9 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on his door, and his neighbor asks him, can you please watch this for me? And he deposits a bundle by him. 10 o'clock in the morning, there's another knock on the door. It's a different neighbor asking him, can you watch this for me? So over there, the Shomer has to be Medayik. He has to know who gave him which one. And it's the same thing in the Reisha of our Mishnah when he says, one of your fathers deposited money by me and I don't remember. Well, it's on the Shomer to remember who did that. And since he doesn't, we say you have to pay double. Or safer, what about the second case of the Mishnah? It's as if they deposited one bundle, the loy havalei lemedik, that it's not on him to be Medayik. Kagan, for example, meaning what does this mean? Where both of them came at the same time and were mafkidit by him. They deposited by him at the same time. He could tell them, each of you weren't makbid on each other. You came together to deposit it together. I have to be careful and I have to be makbid and be medayik of who gave me what. And that's why in the safe of the Mishnah we say he only gives each one of them a money, and the third money, we're just going to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come. So that's the answer. Pikadon on Pikadon. From Gezel on Gezel, we have a steer, Gezel on Gezel, Ketani Hach. Over here, we learned in the Mishnah, one fellow told two guys, I stole money from one of you. I don't know which one it was. Or one of your fathers deposited money by me. and I don't know who it was. So Nesol Zemana Vazemana. Now for a minute, here's a stira. We have a Mishnah that says, Gazal Achim Chamisha, if a fellow stole from one of five people, and he doesn't know which one he stole from, sounds very similar to our Mishnah. Zaimer Isi Gazal, Zaimer Isi Gazal. Each one says, you stole from me. So Menech Gzeil Beneinum Stalik, he leaves the Gzeila in between them and he walks away. Diver Abtar from the Sriptarfan's opinion. And so on we see from here, Mesfeka Lemafkinim Mina. Then we're Besafik, we don't take money away from him. Remember, you know, we say, Ukim Mina, Bechaskas Mari, that we leave the money where it is and we don't make him pay five times the amount of the Gzeila. He only pays the actual Gzeila itself. And so that's clearly not like our Mishnah. So Gemara asks, so we might masis in the Hachar Abtarfan he. How do you know that our Mishnah is Abtarfan? That Mishnah is Abtarfan. Our Mishnah might not be Abtarfan. So there's no Stira. Gemara answers that no, the Ktani Allah Dahi was taught on that Mishnah, the Maid Abtarfan, but Emma Shnaim Gzalti Lachim Kamane, the Abtarfan agrees in the scenario where if a person tells two people, I stole money from one of you, Vani Days Mikem, and I don't know which one it was, he has to give each one of them a money. So you see very clearly, our Mishnah says he has to pay both of them, even though he only stole from one, but over there, he only has to pay one, even though there's five people claiming that he stole from them, and he doesn't remember himself. Awesome, the Katavile, over there, they're being Tavea him, and we're going to see in a moment what he's responding to them, but since they are being Tavea him, he only has to pay one. Whereas Hach over here, Babala says, Shemayim, he's trying to be Yetzi, is Chivi, Day Shemayim. Dekonaim, it's Mugdeuk like that as well. The Ktani says in our Mishnah, Shachidim Piatzmai, he admitted on his own. Shemayim, you know, we see from here that we have a difference. When he admits on his own, and he's trying to be Yetzi, Day Shemayim, he doesn't want to have a Cheshman with Hashem when he goes up after 120, and he wants to make sure that he pays up. So we say, okay, if you want to make sure, so you have to pay everyone, even though you only stole from one of them. But over there, he wasn't Balatz's Day Shemayim. They were claiming from him, so he only has to pay one. Now we continue that case. Omar, we just stated, Hasum over there, the Katavile, they're being Tavea him. So the question is, what's his counterclaim? Reuben comes to him and says, you stole from me. And Shimon says that. And Levi says, you stole from me. And Yehuda, and then Yisachar. What's his response that he doesn't have to give each one of them? So Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda says, B'shem Rav, Halal Shaisik, he's quiet and he doesn't say anything. Was Rav Masa Marav, Rav Masa says, B'shem Rav, Halal, Lamed Zayin Obez on top, Zabach. He's protesting. He's saying, I don't know who you are. Reuben comes to him and says, you stole from me. He goes, who are you? What's your name? I don't know who you are. And that's why he doesn't have to pay anything. We continue clarifying this. Manda Amar, according to Rav Masna, who says, Halal Zabach, that he's protesting, but if he was quiet and he didn't say anything, so then it's like he's being mud, it's like he's admitting that he owes to each one of them. And Umad Amar Allah Shaisak, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's quiet, so Shtika Dahacha Lav Kaidahu. Over here, even though he's being quiet, it's not considered like he's admitting. Why is that? Because Mati Amrlay or Mati Amr Lahu, he could tell them, Haide Shtika Dulchochad Vachad, the reason why I was quiet to each and every one of your claims is Damina. I told myself, Dilmahayhu, maybe this is the guy I stole from. And that's why I was quiet because I simply don't know if it was you or if it was the other guy. And therefore, his silence is not an admission of guilt. I think Marketing used Armar, we had stated, Menech Zeil Benayim Mistalik, he just takes the stolen thing and he puts it among them and he walks away. As the Gemara of Shakilah Kulhu Vazli, does that mean they all take it and go? Meaning all five people would take the stolen thing and they would have to divide it in between them? How is that possible? Anytime we have something which is Safi Kinuach, L'chatchila, don't take it. Oh, we mentioned this briefly previously. Let's say a person is walking in an area and there's not a lot of people there and he finds an item that does not have a simon and it's Safi Kinuach. Maybe someone put it there and he's going to come back in 5 minutes for his object. L'chatchila, don't touch it because the guy can't get it back with simonim. If you did take it, lo yachzir, you're not allowed to give it back to the guy, because even though someone comes along and claims, hey, that was my object, since he doesn't have simanim, you can't give it back to him. Maybe it's really somebody else's, and that other guy is going to bring edim proving that it's his, and that means that you gave the object to the wrong guy. So therefore, don't take al-khatkhila, and if you did take it, don't give it back. And this is very similar. Here he has something stolen by him, and we don't know who to give it to, so why is he allowed to put it in front of them and have them deal with it? He should keep it until we know for sure whose it is. So Amr of Safar, answers, you're right, that we should really understand differently. It's not Menech Benemu Mestalik that he leaves it there and he walks away and they have to deal with it. It's Vioniach, it is left, meaning it is left where it is. He basically presents the case to Beis Din and we try to figure it out. And since we can't figure it out, he leaves it where it is by him and no one gets it until we can prove whose it is. And we continue talking about this case where a fellow stole from one of five people and they're all claiming it. So Rabbi Tarfon had said, Menech Benemu Mestalik. And now we're going to see Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So I'm really a by the Rava, by Es Rava. Me, Amar Rabbi Kiva, does Rabbi Kiva really say, this is not the proper way to get out of doing an Avera? He has to pay the Gzela to each and every one of them, arguing with Rabbi Tarfon. Alma, what do we see from here? Mistake Mafkin Mamina. That means Safik, we are going to take money from the guy, but and we're not going to say, leave the money by its master. How could we keep holds every meal? Ask you a stira. We have a Mishnah. Nafal Bais Olav Al Imai. A house fell on a fellow and his mother. Now, his mother didn't have any children besides him, and he didn't have any descendants either. So he has Yarshim, let's say his brothers from his father, but not from his mother, and she has Yarshim as well, her father and her relatives. So Yarsha ben Imrim, the Yarshim of the son, are saying that the mother died first, which means that the son Yarshined his mother, and then a moment later he died. So his Yarshim are claiming not only do we get the son's stuff, but we also get his mother's stuff. Whereas Yarsha Imrim, the Yarshim of the mother, are saying, Haben Mesri Shain, the son died first, and we get to keep all of this mother's stuff. Rav. So Elu ve'elu Maidim, both of them agree, meaning both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree over here, even though they argue in other places, over here they agree, she'achleiku, that we split the mother's nechasim 50-50 between Yosheim and Yosheh Ben. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Maidani Bazu, I agree over here, she'anechasim chaskasan, that no, the nechasim are in their chazaka, they remain in whoever's chazaka they were previously, and we're not going to do yachleiku. So you see very clearly over here, the Rabbi Kiva holds, ukimanim chaskas mare. So Amalei Rava told Abai, also over there, Shema v'shema. Both sides are Shema, there are maybe. The Yerushalmi of the mother and the Yerushalmi of the son don't know who died first. It's conjecture. They say, we think she died first. The other ones say, no, we think he died first. So since it's Shema v'shema, we're able to say, ukimani b'chaskas mari. Whereas Gazal Echem Chamisha, when we have a person who stole from one of five people, bari v'shema, it's a bari n'shema. He, the Gazlan, is a Shema. I'm not so sure if I stole from you. I'm not so sure if I stole from you. Whereas all the other ones are bari, I know for sure that you stole from me. And that's according to Rabbi Kiva, he would have to pay each one of those five fellows. Ask more of Hamasis and Dahacha, what about the Mishnah over here? This fellow said, I stole from one of you two, the Shema v'Shemahu. That's a case of Shema and Shema. He's saying, I'm not so sure if I stole from Reuven or Shimon. And both Reuven and Shimon are saying, we're not so sure if you stole from us. Viktani, nonetheless, our Mishnah says, that he has to give each one of them money. So we see, even in case of Shema and Shema, he has to pay everyone. So Gemara asks a question, hold on a second, who says our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Kiva? And the answer to this is, Viktani Allah Dahi was taught on that, and this we already learned on Amud Aleph, that Madi Rabtarfin agrees in our case. What's our case? Or if he tells one of two people, I stole from one of you, and I don't know which one I stole from, so he has to give each one of them money. Now, Laman Maide, who's Reb Tarfin agreeing to? It says, Maide, he's admitting, I agree with you, this is how the Psak is. It must be the Rabbi Kiva Bar Plukte, that he's admitting to Rabbi Kiva, who's the one that he usually argues with, in this case, I agree with you. So we see that our Mishnah is Reb Tarfin, but the Gemara continues asking, who says that our Mishnah is a case of Shema and Shema? Maybe they're Bari. So the answer is, the Chada, first of all, the Lektani Taivan Isai. It doesn't say that these two people are being Tovea him, it says that he told them, I stole from one of you. But and furthermore, another raya is Hatan Reb Chia taught this in a braisa. They actually responded, is that Omer Eniadea? Is that Omer Eniadea? Each one said, I don't know. We don't have that Girsan our Mishnah, but that's Reb Chia's braisa. That's another raya that everyone's Shema over here. So we see that even in a case of Shema and Shema, Rabbi Kiva's Machayev him to pay double. And we don't say Ukimani Machaskas Mare. So my answer is, Okim no, well, let's say Shemaim. We already explained in Amud Aleph that over here he's trying to be Yetzide Shemaim. He wants to have a clean slate when he gets up after 120. That's why he has to pay both of them. But you're right, Ikar Adin, he technically doesn't have to. And we continue going back to something we spoke about in Amud Aleph. Amalei Ravina Ravash Ravina Asr Ravashi Umi Amar Rava. Does Rava really say Kol B'Shtei Krichos that if you have two people deposited something in two separate bundles at two separate times, Havalei LeMedek is on the Shomer to be Medayik, and he has to know who gave him the big one, who gave him the small one? That's what Rava had said in Amud Aleph. Well, Amar Rava, Rava said V'Yitim Rav Papa. Some say it was Rav Papa. Hakol Moedim. Everyone agrees B'Shnayim Shefkidu Etzel Raya that if two people deposited lambs by a Raya by a shepherd, Reuven claims I gave you two lambs, and Shimon claims I gave you two lambs, but there's only three lambs over here, so one of them's obviously a liar. Sheminiach Rabbi Nanan Mistalik. That the Roya leaves that third one among them and he walks away. Which again, we explained at the top of the Amud means he brings it to Bezdin and they discuss it, and if we can't figure out whose it is, so he keeps that third sheep until we're able to determine whose it is. And this is like depositing things in two separate bundles, because even if Reuven and Shimon came with their sheep at the same exact time, still it's obvious that one of them has one and the other one has two. And Rava doesn't say over there that it's on the Shomer to be Medayik, that the shepherd should have known who brought him two sheep. So I'm really responding, awesome over there, Shevkidu Be'edr Shel Roya Shalaymi Daitai. That's talking about where they put the sheep inside his flock without him knowing. He had stepped away for a couple minutes, they couldn't find him, so they just slipped the three sheep in, one brought two, the other one brought one, and later on they ended up telling him, by the way, we gave you sheep, and then each one claims, I gave you two. And since he wasn't there, he doesn't need to know who gave him two. But you're right, if he was there, and he took their animals from them, so then he does have to know. Now explain the last case of Mishnah, we had said, if we have two kelim that were deposited by a fellow, one was worth 100, one was worth 1,000, and each one claimed that the more expensive one was his, so he gave the cheaper one to one of them, and as we said, according to Rashi, we break that more expensive kli, and then we give one money worth of it to the other fellow, and the remaining 900 is Yehemunachat Shavel Yo. And the Gemara says, Tzricha, we have to have both of these cases in the Mishnah. Yesh Minach Kamais, if we only had the first case in regards to regular Pekadon, in regards to Pekadon of money, the one deposited 100, the other deposited 200, I might say, Bahikami Rabbanan. It's only in that case the Rabbanan say that 100 is Yehemunachat Shavel Yo, Mishim Dalai Kapseda, because there's no loss. Aval Bahamut over here, the Kapseda the Gadol, there's a loss to the big Kali because we're breaking it. And if El Yoanavi comes later on in the day and says, by the way, the big Kali really belongs to that guy, well, we broke the big Kali ready, so there's a big loss. I might say that everything has to be Yemunach, and Vietmar Baha, if we only had the second case, I might say Bahakam Rabbi Yaisi, that it's only in that case Rabbi Yaisi says that everything is Yemunach, because we wouldn't want to break the Kli. In the first case, I might say that Rabbi Yaisi agrees to the Rabbanon, that the third money is put to the side until Yahanavi comes. So that's why we have to have both cases to say that there's Machalik is Rabbanon Rabbi Yaisi in both scenarios. The Gemara asks a question, what time did Rabbi Yaisi Mishum have said Haramayhu? We had already said that the reason Rabbi Yaisi, that everything is a Yemunach, is because we want to make the Ramai lose out. We want to prevent him from being dishonest. And as I do with this svar that we just gave, the Gemara says, you're right, El Chavai, El Rabban, Istrech, both these cases are chiddush only in the Rabbanon and not in Rabbi Yossi, V'loizu Afzu Ketani, and it's a loizu Afzu. In other words, the Mishnah could have technically just listed the second case, and we would have automatically known the first case, and we wouldn't have had to mention it. However, as we see often by Mishnayos, it's a loizu Afzu. We say the lesser chiddush first, and we say not only this, but also another case which is a bigger chiddush, which is what our Mishnah is doing. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.